I am very pleased to have Scott Mansky from our preaching team, who's going to be sharing the sermon with us.
Good morning. Well, I'm up here 50 years after my last sermon. I was a senior in high school, and my church asked me, pastor asked me, would you mind giving the sermon? And I said, I don't know what I will speak about. Well, you know, I got up there and I spoke and I gave my sermon. I couldn't tell you now what it was about. And all of the old ladies came up to me after the service and said, oh, you're so cute. You should be a pastor. Well, that's not what I chose to do. So I chose my sermon today based upon the gospel of the 10 bridesmaids, the 5 who were foolish and the 5 who were wise. I'm not sure exactly why I chose this after studying it for a while. It seemed to be a harsh lesson to be heard. But here's my synopsis of the way that I read it. It's late in the evening, it is dark, there is no moonlight, and there are no street lights. If you have been camping or have lived in the country, you know what I am talking about, how dark this is. Walking in any direction without a candle, a flashlight in your case, or an oil lamp can be treacherous. 10 bridesmaids awaiting the groom so they can lead his path to the wedding banquet. The groomsman is here. Trim your wick. Get out your flashlight. Light your candle. We've got to lead him to the banquet. Bridesmaids get up and are ready to lead him to the banquet. Wait. 5 bridesmaids do not have spare oil. They cannot lead the groom to the banquet. They've got to go and find additional oil from somewhere. They can't get it from the wise bridesmaids, or they will not have enough. By the time the 5 foolish bridesmaids find oil, it is too late. The banquet is closed to them. To me, that is harsh. That's a difficult part to this lesson. I can't get in. I can't get in because I was totally prepared up to the point where I didn't have the spare oil. What is Jesus telling us here? The simple interpretation is that we are the bridesmaids and Jesus is the groom. Jesus said he would return one day to take us to heaven to be with the Father. These 10 bridesmaids are waiting for Christ's return and are waiting to show that they are ready to be with him. We learn that 5 are prepared and 5 are not. It is harsh to be excluded from something. In this case, 5 were not allowed into the banquet because that they were not prepared. They didn't have the spare oil. Christ only told us that 5 did not have the extra oil and needed to go buy more oil. However, by the time they got more oil, it was too late. We as Christians need to know if we are prepared when Christ comes again. What does it look like to be prepared? That's kind of the question here. What does it look like to show that we are ready? I am searching for the answers. I am very detail-oriented. I'm an accountant, so I am constantly searching for answers. I'm trying to fill out a spreadsheet. I'm trying to find everything that I can. In recent years, I've spent reading the Bible and looking at interpretation by scholars of what God and Christ were telling us. I have solid views reading one chapter of the Bible, and I said, I've got it. I know it. I have it. And they've turned to mush by me continuing to read the Bible. There is so much information in the Bible, and some of it seems to contradict itself. I start my reading of the Bible in Genesis and continued on a path to read the book chronologically, from the earliest stories to the latest stories. In many of the early books of the Bible, I thought that God was overly harsh on his people of Israel. But then I learned that his people constantly fell from faith, and God forgave them, showed them the path to faithfulness, and tell them that he still loved them. And what did they do? They fell from faith again. God said, "I still love you," showed them the path again, showed them in actions and words that he loved them, and they fell from faith again. God still stuck with them, and it was a constant repeat of failing faith, coming back to faith, and falling from faith again. God still stuck with them, and then sent his only son to die for us, the people who constantly fall from him in faith. I ask my questions, why would God send his only son to die for people that constantly disappointed him? People that were foolish. It was right in front of me, because God loves us. That is it. Being prepared means we know that God loves us and will forgive us. But it is not only God that loves us, but also Christ. As the favorite children's church song goes, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. God and Christ's love can forgive me when I fail him and do not follow in his ways. I am on the path to being prepared. But being prepared also means having faith that Christ died for us and promises us everlasting life. As it says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life." When we fail and when we sin, we know that God's love gave us Christ, and Christ died to save us from our sins. We are forgiven. Know that you are prepared because you hold the love of God that he provides freely, even though we disappoint him or are considered foolish at times. Being prepared means that we remember that Christ died for our sins, and if I believe him, I will have everlasting life. If we would only remember this, we are prepared. It's only the memory of these two items, and you are prepared. However, I believe God wants us to go beyond this. I believe there is another reason that Jesus told the story with 10 bridesmaids. We are not in this journey alone. We are surrounded by people. Jesus says that our love for one another is a sign that we truly belong to him. That's from John 13:35. I'm going to repeat it again. Jesus says that our love for one another is a sign that we truly belong to him. Love for one another. I have to remember this. Being prepared also means that we need to share this love from God with others. Love is shared by being kind, patient, giving, caring, and generous to others. But do not share only your love with others, but also share the faith that Christ died to give us everlasting life. I believe that Christ wants us to live each day in our faith and provide our faith and love to others. The time to wait for the bridegroom will be coming, but the time is now to share our love and faith with others. You never know by living a Christian life when sharing your faith will change the lives of others. A friend of ours was having a very difficult time in his life. His wife was suffering a health issue. There was no cure, but only a slow loss of the amazing woman and spouse that he knew. We were both there for him, my wife and I. We prepared meals. We talked each week. We prayed for him and his wife in a church and at home. He knew that we prayed for him. His wife knew that we cared because she gave us a big smile each time we came. We visited and listened. We are doing the human thing, but in a Christian way, by sharing the love of God and our faith. He told us recently that he has started praying again, and he has started going to church again. It can be difficult to be prepared for something to happen at an unknown future date. However, God loves us and meets us wherever we are in our lives. But remember, if you cannot remember this, God gave you something that is always with you. You carry with you the Holy Spirit that resides within you. Jesus said that God would give us an advocate to be with us when Christ is gone. This is the Holy Spirit that is always a light to God when you are lost. A light that God will know where to find you when you are lost or trying to get to the banquet. God loves you. Christ loves you. The Holy Spirit is with you always as a beacon to God of this is my child, who I will not forget about, even though that child may act foolishly. When you believe all of this, then share that with others. Share your love and faith, both in words and actions towards others. It is what God wants and what Christ says he is pleased when we do it. You are prepared. That is good news.